Hello, everyone. The title of this book is Tony's 50,000 Coincidence Miracles. And if that's not enough of a shocking element, now I'm about to convince you that Jesus wrote this book, and I was really only the very honored and delighted typist. This is an amazing and life-changing book, and we have received many wonderful letters and comments about how positive and wonderful this book is for many of our readers. Please let me tell you a few things now in order to help you to decide to read this book as soon as you can. Let us begin. For the past 51 years, I've been trying to become a friend of God. The Bible is clear that God has had many friends, like Eve and Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, Ruth, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and many other holy saints in the Bible, too. And I've learned an amazing amount of things by being tutored and taught by Jesus for over 51 years. This book will absolutely convince you of several wonderful, life-changing things, and it is based on my own personal experiences with Jesus Christ, our wonderful God and friend. I like to tell people that my 51 years of friendship with Jesus is best appreciated when I realize that 51 years, when stated in number of days of friendship, does calculate out to more than 18,000 days of friendship with Jesus. First, this book will convince you in just your first one half hour of reading that you can talk to God and that you can hear God anytime you want. God made that a part of each human being's ability and hardware. We all have this ability built into us directly from God at birth. It's like purchasing an automobile with a radio as standard equipment. For you see, God has made us all with the ability to talk to Him anytime we want to. The Bible clearly says that Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and St. Paul, and many other Bible saints and prophets all did talk to God on a very regular daily basis. Second, this book will show you and convince you about fleecing. Fleecing is a process used in the Bible by people who wanted to be sure that they were doing God's will and that they were really hearing God's voice very clearly. Third, you will read about the 13 times where God interrupted me while I was typing this book for Him. God interrupted me to reword things in this book 13 times in order to convince me that He was in fact really writing this book. I have fully disclosed these 13 interruptions throughout the book, so you will notice each time that it happened. You can then judge for yourself who really wrote this book. Fourth, Jesus had me clearly detail about 100 miracles in this book so that you can see the progression of our friendship over these last 51 years. Jesus selected these 100 specific miracles because Jesus wants you to be impressed with how great your life can be if you will let Him lead you each day. Jesus both leads us to work miracles with Him for others and to also see daily miracles for ourselves as well. Fifth, after the first half hour of reading, you should be hearing Jesus speaking in your own soul about the miracles you will be reading thereafter in this book. I'm convinced that Jesus is gently bonding as a friend with each person who reads this book, primarily because God did create us all to be His friends, not His slaves. Even Jesus said in John 15 and John 17 that He considers us His friends. God intends that everyone reading this book will notice how sincere He is about becoming friends with each one of us. He wants us to know that we can all have conversations with Him anytime we want, from today onward, for the rest of our lives. What a great gift this is for each of us to be able to talk with God as a friend anytime we want, forever. Sixth, you will be pleasantly convinced to learn that Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary both sent me signals and clues, really wonderful miracles, in the very final hours of concluding this book. Both of their wonderful clues made it abundantly clear that they had both wanted me to get this book published as quickly as possible. Both miracles are explained in Exhibit H in this book. In summary, then, this book will, number one, show you how to have conversations with God forever. Number two, show you how to be sure you are hearing God's voice instead of other voices. Number three, convince you that God wrote this book and that I was His typist. Number four, tell you about 100 true miracle stories in a very interesting and convincing way. Number five, we will see two amazing confirmations from Jesus and Mary showing that they both wanted this book to be published exactly the way it was published. I have already prayed for all readers to experience God's friendship on every page of this book, so I have no doubt that you will enjoy reading this book and that you will enjoy having conversations with God from today onward for the rest of your life as a friend of God. May God bless you to notice His loving presence with you as a friend for the rest of your life. Amen.